Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Meredith Cohen of the Baltimore Sun. Meredith, you really have a big job on your hands here covering the rollout or the stumble out or whatever it is of the Affordable Care Act. Bring us up to date a little bit on where we stand in Maryland.
You hit it right on the head. The lieutenant governor said last week we stumbled out of the gate. There are about 2,400 people enrolled in health care plans as of the last figures we got, and another 35,000 who've completed applications. So they're rolling along. We're behind several other states that have released numbers. California, New York, Kentucky even has more people enrolled than Maryland does.
I'm imagining that Marylanders might be a little surprised, actually, that we weren't as crisp in our rollout here as we might have been. You know, we have the former important medical guy in Washington, Josh Sharfstein. The governor is a close ally of the president, Mr. Brown. The lieutenant governor wants to be governor of the state. I mean, of course, it was an enormous task. Yet, people, I think, are a little surprised at where Maryland stands in all this.
I think a lot of people are surprised, especially because Maryland was held up as an example by the federal government as a model. They gave millions of dollars they called them innovator grants, to come up with a model healthcare system that other states could copy. And like the lieutenant governor said, we stumbled out of the gate.
Did other states copy us? Did they do better than we did?
It's hard to compare apples to apples because a lot of states have not released the actual numbers of people enrolled in plans, including the federal site, which is serving 36 states. They haven't said. They said they'll say sometime in November how many people have signed up for plans. But of the states that have said, we're behind.
Is there a benchmark? I mean, is there a number where state officials say we ought to be right now?
The only benchmark they had, they have a goal of enrolling about 100,000 people in plans through the exchange in the first year, and another 150 or 100 in Medicaid. And they're at 82,000 already with Medicaid because they moved people who are already in a state plan into Medicaid, because Maryland is one of the states that chose to expand its Medicaid.
Do we know what the specific problems are in Maryland?
We don't. They haven't said what the specific problems are. They did tell us that they only tested the website to have 5,000 hits at a time, and many more than that tried to sign on and use the site on the first day. So that caused a bottleneck. And they also were one of the states that made you register for an account to browse plans. And the federal site did the same thing, and that caused a bottleneck as the system tried to verify identities and was dinging other computers. And the state says they fixed that problem, but you still get a lot of error messages, and we don't know exactly what the problem is. The governor, when asked about a week ago, kind of downplayed the problems and said it'll be fixed by the beginning of December. You know, they're just pushing ahead. They say they're working day and night to get it running smoothly.
Meredith, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Meredith Cohen, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.